The next dictation by Dr. Sharon R. Mesa, MD, is patient Celia Hirschhorn, C-I-L-I-A, last name H-I-R-S-C-H-K-O-R-N. This is a tremble stress echocardiogram. File Streco space Hirschhorn space C. Tremble stress echocardiogram, date of examination 11-28-22. Referring physician Asia, A-S-S-I-A, Bromberg, B-R-O-M-B-E-R-G, M-D. Performing physician Sharon R. Mays, M-D, new paragraph, clinical indication. 74-year-old female with history of hypertension for a stress test on medication, parentheses, Hizar 50/12.5, Atenolol 50, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG, stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 126 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, 63 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 137, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 164 over 75 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22468, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 10 mets. The patient had baseline prehypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 70 and a heart rate of 76 and a heart rate of 76 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal to upsloping ST depression in leads 2, 3 in AVF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia at 80 milliseconds past the J point. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent tremble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically, the baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, with normal augmentation wall motion through exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, common decrease from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline prehypertension on her medication, but a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6. Normal echocardiographic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 93% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. Normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD.